Okay. We're out and running. Remember to take this to the trash at some point. What happened here? All of a sudden, my little oil barrel has disappeared. I wonder what happened there. Oh, get that. Anyway, okay. Respectability. It's all about respectability. You need to respect me. I said, I don't know what to think of that. That's a pretty demanding thing to ask. Demanding somebody else to respect you. Because I don't think that's how respectability is built. It really ends up being society gets to decide what respectable looks like for them, with a countervailing factor that there are at least stories that if you start respecting the wrong things, this can accomplish societal destruction. That another society, another culture that has a superior culture will just simply take the space you had. It can be a very long process. I don't know. We're getting very good at quickening things up. Oh my goodness. Space here. Anyway, so yeah, I was just listening to Steven Crowder's having a good time working over transgenders. The transgender people all want the same thing. They just want to be respected. And I said, I'm sorry, you're doing this backwards. Can I be honest? If you want your lifestyle to be respected, it says first you're going to have to earn whatever the society needs you to do to earn respect. You know, if it's a great warrior in battle, if it's a captain of industry, you're going to have to do these things and then I'm going to have to be honest, you have to correlate what you think is respectable with with what you accomplish with your accomplishment. And then a certain behavior or a certain way of being or whatever has a fighting chance of becoming respectable. So the stories of ancient Rome, and it's, we used to call it decadence. Now I guess we try to use it to justify, hey, they were having sex with each other, same gender type stuff, you know, over in Rome. Why can't you see that this has been going on for thousands of years? They go, that's okay. Crime has been going on for thousands of years. This is the longevity of something can't be equated to its respectability. It just doesn't work. Somebody having six fingers, does that give them some wonderful ability that has really proven itself over time to be a great asset? Do we lionize these people? Do we feel like they have some great ability, insight, something that our culture treasures that they have more of? You know, mystics back in the day, all kinds of things were considered to impart some kind of mystical power beyond what the normal person had. And therefore, you would become a respected member of society by having that attribute. Now, if you didn't have it, well, what good was it? You know? We often lionize blind people because it's thought that blind people have excellent hearing, so we'll put them in places where they need to be excellent listeners or be able to hear what other people cannot hear. Almost like some kind of weird superpower. So we'd have no problem respecting these people, even if we don't have tons of scientific evidence that what we've considered may actually be true or not, or true for very many people. So I guess the big question is, what does being transgendered accomplish for the rest of us that we should respect it? Because that's what you're there. You're young, you're unaccomplished, you're not really doing very much. So, and yet you're screeching about the fact that you need to be respected. You want all the trappings of respectability without actually having to do anything for it? I said, I'm sorry, this becomes an individual thing. You can claim a modicum of respect from disassociation. You know, I was on the 1969 Mets team. Ooh. Now, you may not have contributed at all. You may have sat the bench the entire game. Contributed. We don't know what you contributed. But you will still get some modicum of respect by association. And so, what amazing thing has a transgendered person done? So then, let me tell you, a lot of respect really comes by somebody saying, hey, you know, I'm a captain of ministry, I did all this amazing thing, and I'm coming out of the closet, I'm transgendered, you know. But they have to make that equation. The root of my success comes from my transgenderism, or else it's just not going to fly. They have to be able to make that connection and make it stick in the minds of others. You can't demand respectability. You can either earn it through your activities, or you can get at least some of it through association. But people are very finicky about what your associations are going to be. How's it really going to work? That's what it comes down to. It's about trying to get a certain amount of respect. And this is interesting because now you're leading a whole bunch of twisted up, perhaps borderline mentally ill people. You're selling them a big old tub of hogwash, saying that if they say, hey, I'm transgendered, all of a sudden it's going to buy them some respect. Let me tell you what it is. I said, my attitude about transgenders, gays, is this. It's not respect, it's fear. It's fear that you guys will be able to say magic words like hate speech, with bigot, homophobe, and be able to destroy my life, and that's really the only power you end up having. And you say, well, that's close enough to respect. Nobody respects that. If we were in a different sort of, if we were in a time 50 years ago, or well, I'll say 150 years ago, and you tried that kind of stunt on me, number one, we would have had a duel. I would have won, and nobody would have questioned the wiser. You lost because you didn't bring to the table what was required to do it. Just respectability wasn't even on the table. You weren't being respectable at all. Doing it out of a sense of fear, that's what you're doing. You're simply scaring people. You will do what I want you to do, because if you don't, you'll go to jail. Which is, you're threatening everybody around you. It's not respectability. It's called letting you do what you want because we don't want to die. We don't want to have our liberties gotten rid of. Says, you're an old-time African warlord. You don't get respect. People just want to live. And you're able to all of a sudden execute some kind of fear on everybody that if we don't behave the way you want us to, that you can just ring the little bell and the authorities will come and drag away any opponent you choose. And you're getting that. So look at that. So look at this. Here's an authority coming. Coming here to put power behind your will. It's not a question of speech at this point. Now it's a question of power. I have the power to get you thrown in jail. I have the power to get you fined. I have the power to make you vacate this premises. I have the power to do this. I have the power to do that. Heady stuff. But bad for society. Well, nobody wants anything to do with you people. That's no respect. what you've got is, you have the power to say that you're discriminated against. And it's amazing. You can get any kind of job you want. If somebody else gets a promotion that you thought you deserved, you can ring the little bell, and all of a sudden, everybody's punished for you not getting what you thought you deserved. You're a tyrant. That's what you are. You're simple as that. You need to respect me. That is the one thing I still have left that you cannot command me to do. You can get me fired. You can send me to jail. You can destroy my life. But you cannot make me respect you. That simple. And your tactics aren't going to make you respect. They're going to make you feared. I'm not going there. That's a sick, twisted thing to do. I'm not going to compare you to anybody. We're just going to talk about what you're doing, what it causes. It says, you don't want us to have equal protection under the law. You want superior protection. You want to be able to go and do and say whatever you like, and there will be no ramifications on it. None. In fact, you can bully and scare everybody from doing that. Ooh, you're stereotyping bullies. You shouldn't. You're one of them. You're right here standing in front of me. You're ringing a little bell. The jackboots are coming. The jackboots are coming. I can see it. She's going to come here and she's going to throw me out. Throw me out, but just know who you are. Just know who you are. You rang the bell. The jackboots listen to you. Says, I don't think you have a... I don't think you have a power problem. It's a curious power, but it's power in the same. Nonetheless, pardon me. Can't help you. So there's that discussion. So I think it does. I think it ultimately has to do with power. We use discrimination to help in places where it really needed, but now it's become an immense tool for anybody to use. To oppress everyone around them. Have a great day.